Sigillo News. I'm Danny O'Bree. Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec, or BANQ, the province's national library, has decided to move ahead with plans to create a database of cultural and government content that can be used to train generative AI systems. The Quebec government provided the BANQ with $340,000 for an initial feasibility study and another $750,000 for the next experimentation phase of the project, which will last for approximately 12 months. Marie Grégoire, president and chief executive officer of BANQ, said the aim of the project is to train AI systems so they better reflect Quebec society and culture. Grégoire says that this new database could be a centralized way to compensate creators for their contributions, but did not address the criticism that AI undermines working opportunities for artists. The BANQ says that the plan is for the trained AI platform to become fully operational by 2029, and the estimated budget for the project is $10.5 million through 2030. The vast majority of Canada Post workers approved a tentative agreement to a new contract on Monday after more than 2 years of labor strife. According to the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, the contract entails a 5-year deal which involves wage increases of 3% in the first 2 years and 6.5% in the following years. It also entails hikes that match the annual inflation rate, enhanced benefits for employees, and a weekend parcel delivery model. Canada Post CEO Doug Ettinger stated that he is pleased with what the contract has to offer and is confident that it will restore trust in the postal system. The 55,000 Canada Post employees will soon sign the agreements, which expire on January 31st, 2029. Well-known actress Kelly Curtis passed away late last week at her home in Bellevue, Idaho, at age 69. Born Kelly Lee Curtis in Santa Monica, California in 1956, her acting career officially began in the early 1980s, shortly after graduating from the Lee Strasberg Theater Institute. She would later star in hit films such as Trading Places, Magic Sticks, and Checkpoint, but was best known for portraying Miriam Creasel in The Devil's Daughter. She is also credited for appearing in popular TV shows such as The Equalizer, False Arrest, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and The Sentinel, where she portrayed Lieutenant Carolyn Plummer. Kelly Curtis is survived by her husband John and her sister, actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Her cause of death remains uncertain. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
CJLO 1690. Let's turn that down. All right.
We are back.
Shroud's in the studio.
Good to be here.
We just heard the new Mastodon. Let's turn this down for a second. We just heard the new Mastodon. The single's called Your Ghost Again. And there's definitely a Brett not being there vibe. They mentioned it. I didn't read the article about it, but it just came out yesterday or the day before that. Yeah, and they'll be here on the 27th of September at MTELUS with Death Heaven and what was the other band?
Alcest.
All right, so let's get into it. Pax Nocturna. Congratulations. Today's the release of Pax Nocturna.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been looking forward to this day for a while.
Pull the mic closer to yourself, yeah. Please. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Can you hear yourself better?
Yes.
Yes, there we go. I've listened to the album twice, mostly, and congratulations. It's solid from beginning to end, and Darkest Night is currently my favorite song.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Love that one.
Let's tell us quickly about just an overall theme for this album.
This album, overall theme, I guess, I don't know, like Satanism and like the rejection of corruption and, you know, existentialism, philosophy. It's a lot about humanity. It's about being the best version you can be and like rejection of, just organized religions and corrupt leaders and stuff like that. It's a very like existentialist album.
Okay.
Lyrically.
Let's just start it off from the beginning. We're going to start with Pax Nocturna. It's about a minute and a half instrumental, and it goes right into The Eternal Void. What's The Eternal Void about? Says it for itself, eh?
Yeah, it's literally what it is. It's about never having enough and always wanting more.
Yeah, well, here it is. Pax Nocturna by Shroud here on CJLO.
Thank you.
you want to have a discussion about movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a three-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadora on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
CJLO 1690, the Electric Messiah. I just about said that super fast. The Electric Messiah radio show, 9 to 10 every Thursday. Yeah?
That is correct.
How you been?
I've been wonderful.
You've been gone for the past couple weeks?
2 weeks. I miss you.
Yeah. I miss you too, buddy. Thanks. It's so nice of you. Yeah. Hey, everybody out there, be nice to your friends. Mental health and all that. Cheers. So we have Shroud here at the radio station. We just played Pax Nocturna and The Eternal Void from their new album, Pax Nocturna, out today everywhere?
Everywhere.
And you need to listen to it 3-4 times for it to really set in. So we're going to play The Zealot, which is the third song on the album. Talk about this song for a second.
Well, The Zealot, if you know what a zealot is, it's a fanatic. And in this term, it's this is dealing with the Spanish Inquisition around the 14th, 15th century. A notorious zealot named Tomás de Torquemada. Mm. He was the head of the Inquisition. He was responsible for the deaths of over 10,000 people.
Heavy.
You know, like burning people at the stake. Your neighbor, like when your neighbor's like, oh, like, you know, I saw him masturbating in the other room.
You're a witch.
It's not very godly.
Yeah.
And yeah, the witch, oh, dude, she knows how to do math.
Right.
She definitely like got to
kill her. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just an intense version of that. And it was actually the first song Zach and I ever wrote together.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, shout out Zach.
Shout out Zach.
Yeah. Here it is, The Zealot on CJLO 1690. CJLO, Electric Messiah. That was The Zealot from Pax Nocturna, the new album by Shroud, released today. Wow. Just from beginning to end, someone got injured in the mosh pit for sure in that song. Yeah. Love it. All right, let's keep going. Next is Merciless Tyrants. Mm-hmm. These songs explain themselves, don't they?
Yeah, this one has a bit of a hidden. Merciless Tyrants sounds out there, but it's actually about Warhammer 40K.
Well, explain a bit further.
So Warhammer 40K is a tabletop game where you have those little like models and like the armies that fight each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's about a faction called the Necrons.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and so this didn't explain itself.
But no, it does. It does. Honestly, Zach didn't know it. Like, he was like, oh, it sounds really cool. Merciless Tyrants. He's thinking about like the world. I'm like, yeah. But it applies to both.
They have a couple of these stores in Montreal that specialize in these games, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Merciless Tyrants from the new album Pax Nocturna by Shroud here on CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back. Shroud, CJLO 1690, The Electric Messiah Radio Show. They'll be playing, were you playing at Foof's tomorrow night?
Yeah, Foof and Electric on the main stage with, yeah. We have Luger, Kato, and Burning Sanctum alongside us.
Yeah, that's a 7 p.m. start, $20. You can afford it. Bring all your friends and your dad and your mom and your cat. Not your cat.
I would, if I could.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Man, wouldn't that be cool if everybody just brought the cat? Cat's freaking out left and right.
Running everywhere, hiding. Yeah.
If there's one tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show tomorrow night. On the big stage, hey? In the big room, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Lots of, hopefully no injuries. All right, so the next song is the song...
All Creation.
What time is it? No, the next song is Darkest Night. Don't tell me the song's about Batman.
Yeah, that's where the title came from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not about that at all, no, but the comic Darkest Night, I love it.
Yeah.
But this song is about, it's like the rejection of religion. It's like almost like, let's say, here, I'll give you an example. I grew up religious in a religious family. I went to communion and confirmation. When I was doing my confirmation courses, it was kind of like, everything felt like a fable to me, personally. I just didn't connect with it. And it was kind of like the abandonment of faith. That's what it's about. And it's like, it kind of sucks. Like, fuck, nah, there's no more God. There's no more heaven. There's no more afterlife. Not in my mind. I don't believe it. It's your darkest night, but it's all about, it's like your brightest day. You know what I mean? Like, it's true freedom. It's free illumination. It's true illumination for oneself.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it was about.
Well, let's take a listen. Darkest Night. From Shroud, Pax Nocturna, CJLO 1690. That was The Darkest Night by Shroud on CJLO. Heavy, very heavy. Let's see. Let's turn more of this up. All right. The next track on the album is definitely two words smashed together.
Yeah. Can you assume what they are?
Yeah. Diablo and Oblivion.
Close.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Oh, it's very, well, pretty much, but Diabolical Oblivion.
Okay. Diabolical Oblivion.
Diablivion.
Right. Diablo. Yeah. Yeah, the whole album is very satanic, but Diabolic Oblivion. A lot of Oblivions going around. Didn't Venom come out with an album called Into Oblivion?
Yeah, that just came out like a month ago. Right?
And Lamb of God also came out with an album with the same name, Into Oblivion.
Oh, wow.
Right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, kind of around exactly the same time.
And, do you think the conversations were, I'm not changing it.
We're Venom. I mean, they're Lamb of God. Who are they? We're
told Venom about our album name. Yeah.
Venom gets dibs for sure.
Yeah, I would say so. All right, so then talk about this song for a moment.
I mean, this is one Zach wrote. Like, we wrote it together lyrically. We were just like hanging out, and I just remember he said, I want you to picture a fucking epic battle, but it's like these heathens getting conquered by Christians, like the Crusaders and everything, right? And it's from the perspective of the victims getting conquered. So it's like, it's like some parts, it's like, oh, God is coming, you're being liberated, but it's like, fuck, our liberation is so much pain and suffering.
Right.
So the Diabolical Oblivion.
Victims of the Crusade.
Right, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Well, let's check it out. CJLO 1690 Diablivion by Shroud here on the Electric Messiah Radio Show. stop. There we go. All right. Diablivion. Yeah. I'm trying to look at the word and pronounce it, and it's not. I've never pronounced this word except for this album.
Yeah. It's a made up word.
Made up word. Yeah. Love it.
Durkader.
Durkader. Yeah, I had a bunch of questions, and I don't know where they all went. I'm really excited about this album. How many people did you let listen to this album before you released it today, or did you keep it on under wraps?
I think we kind of kept it between us and. I don't know. I didn't really show too many people personally. Maybe my girlfriend heard me mixing it from the other room.
My girlfriend heard it way too often. Yeah. Shout out to Jules, man. I feel so bad. I released it today, and I was like, did you hear it? She's like, no. She's like, she heard it 20,000 times, right. Unfortunately. Yeah. And she probably heard every fucking mix under the sun. So.
Right. Yeah. Did you hear it, honey? No. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to all the girlfriends of all everybody in bands, partners of everybody in bands. Yeah. The next song is Death Blows Over. Does death blow over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very simple. This song is about having the worst hangover.
Oh.
So death does blow over.
Yeah.
I spent a month there one night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what it is here. Death Blows Over on the Electric Messiah Radio Show. Shroud, Pax Nocturna.
We are back.
Walking through, what was it? Oh, a living, waking nightmare? Something like that. Yeah.
I have to sing it to know it. Otherwise, right. Otherwise, I would just scream it here. I won't. Okay. While you was walking in a wide awake nightmare. Yeah.
There it is. Hey, we have to do this quickly.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Electric Messiah, Thursdays, 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
FMFest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sardarena and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead. The show continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted Quebec Nihilism Front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
All right, we're back.
We are back.
To the Electric Messiah radio show. Thursdays, 9 to 10 here on CJLO. Yeah, Jay?
I'm here.
Nice to have you back. Aldo's not here. He's sleeping. He works so hard.
Rest up.
Yeah. Shout out Aldo. All right, back to Shroud and their release of their brand new album, Pax Nocturna. First album for Shroud. Killer album. Are you guys going to tour? You have any plans on touring? Just a couple shows coming up.
We have a few shows coming up. We have tomorrow. We have a festival in July in Montreal, July 11th. Sounds from Hell, and then we have in August we're doing a little mini tour with Corrosive from Toronto. It's an awesome thrash band. We're playing Montreal and Ottawa. Like, man, what do you even call it a tour? It's two dates,
right?
But yeah, I mean, the aspiration is to eventually play more out of town gigs and get ourselves out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well.
I mean, we have some things we're trying to, like, you know, book with certain promoters. We're going to be reaching out to a bunch of promoters. I guess the hardest thing right now is, like, States is kind of out of the question. It's, like, pretty much an impossibility right now. It's,
yeah.
A lot of bands that are even established are, like, just skipping the States right now. You know,
yeah.
Locally, at least, you know. And there's
tough times out there.
Oh, it's just, it's not worth it, you know, to just maybe get turned away at the gate kind of thing after everything.
So. Yeah, or thrown in jail. You just have no clue.
That's
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we have time. We have time for one more, so we're going to play All Creation.
Hell yeah.
Best song on the album? Favorite song on the album?
My personal favorite,
yeah.
I mean.
All right, and talk about it for a second.
All Creation. It's basically like the formation of the Earth. Like, if you look at it from 4 billion years ago, like after the Big Bang, blah, blah, blah. It's a bunch of rocks that collected and pummeled. Rotating the sun, but rotating itself, and then, like, what, a giant asteroid hit it and the moon formed. It's literally about the creation of the
Earth. That's right.
Right.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to science.
For knowing that. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, not a lot of people.
Right. So it's literally about all creation, and a little side note, might as well say it. Yuffie from Final Fantasy VII. her final limit break is called All Creation. And I remember I saw that, and I was like, that's so cool.
Okay.
Like, I never thought All Creation. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, the moon's not hollow, it's on a space station?
All right.
you and Jordan could talk about this for hours.
Yeah, dude, that's just a movie set in the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Jordan, is the moon landing real?
No.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It was awesome to be here.
We'll have you back, and we're going to play this song out. Everybody go see Shroud tomorrow at Foof's.
Yep.
7 p.m. with Luger, Cato, Burning Sanctum in the main room. Again, thanks for coming in, and the album is just terrific. Go and listen to it wherever music is available. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for having us.
See you next week.